That Don't Sound Right is a podcast about talking. Talking the way we did before the internet, when you could not prove anyone right or wrong.
All the expertise was contained in the people involved with the conversation. I'm Peter.
I'm Cecil. And I hope you enjoy our conversations. And as you listen, if you find yourself silently saying, "That don't sound right," send us a comment. You're one of us.
I bet you they, like me, expected at least several dozen chickens on the dance floor at a time, just really hooping it up.
We really don't know what they wanted.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of That Don't Sound Right, a podcast about talking. We're your co-hosts. I'm Peter Buhlman.
I'm Cecil Davis.
And we're just trying to have a conversation without Googling or fact-checking. Those things can so easily kill the conversation.
Rachel, I need to apologize to you in front of the entire audience for leaving you out on the outro, but we do have another live studio audience. Rachel's sitting right here.
Way, Rachel, welcome to the show. Welcome back,
I'm
Scott.
I'm so happy to be back.
Listener number one, our international brand ambassador. Brent, thank you for being here. Olivia, thanks for being here. Hey, Camille.
Hello.
Hello, Asher. We got a live studio on for the second week in a row.
Yep.
Because if you're like me, your head's about to explode. Hopefully we didn't leave everyone with too much of a cliffhanger, but here we are.
This world.
Saturday night. What's going on?
Our first cliffhanger episode, really. And maybe people came back. Now we know we've got you for two. We got you for two episodes because your dad's on, right? You listen to only these listener number one episodes.
I think I bounced around. Wait, were you on the one where you talk about the blue porch ceiling?
Haint Blue.
Oh, Haint Blue.
Maybe I was.
I think you were there for Haint Blue.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Sorry, I listened.
That's more than Olivia listens to. Olivia doesn't listen to any. So last week, where we left you was we were all except Peter's in Sweden. With his phone in his hand, sitting up at night. The rest of us are in cars here in Winston-Salem, headed toward Truist Stadium with a hen in a harness.
So Truist Stadium is our minor league baseball team.
Very nice venue.
They have doing this promotion called the Foul Ball.
F-O-W-L, Foul.
Foul, inviting people to bring their hens to the outfield.
Live hens.
Live hens. And
thank you.
That's an important distinction because they're going to donate unlive hens to the food bank. For every one hen that shows up, they're going to donate five chickens to the food bank.
So, and we also do not have an RSVP. We have no ticket to this event because this ticket, from what we understand, is sold out.
Yeah. And I just don't see how that's possible. That don't sound right.
Right.
This Foul Ball where people, there are enough people in Winston-Salem that have chickens that want to come to the outfield of the stadium that there wasn't enough room for them all.
So I would like to interject at this point that I'm very nervous because my chickens are hard to catch when they don't want to be caught. I have clipped the wings on my hen so they don't fly, but not everyone does that.
Okay.
And I was picturing hundreds of chickens just flying around, attacking each other, just going nuts in the ballpark.
That was my dream too.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to go so bad.
So Olivia and I pull into the stadium, and I'm thinking, where are we going to park?
Oh, the parking's going to be, you have to park five blocks away with a live chicken?
You're right. So we pull into the stadium, and we're able to pull right up to the gate and park in front of the gate, dead center, and didn't have to, we didn't have to pay for parking.
Free parking. Right. But it wasn't an issue. You found a spot.
We were able to find a spot right there at the,
pretty close.
Pretty close to the thing. And so then I'm thinking, well, how am I going to find Scott and Brent? But then I'm like, well, there they are, right there, just a few cars down, because
there were not many cars.
No.
There were what, six or eight
cars and trucks, maybe.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, maybe we got the wrong night.
I thought the same thing. Had I not seen chickens in the truck next to us, I would have been concerned.
Were you early?
No.
I was.
Okay, you got there.
You'd said you wanted to get there about 20 after. It started at 6:30.
Yep. And I was there at 20 after.
So we get our crowd together. So it's the people we've already talked about. It's me and Scott and Brent, Olivia, and then this other family, the Woofingtons. So mom and dad, two kids. Now, all of us are together now.
Did the Woofingtons bring their chickens?
They did not bring. They have chickens, but they did not bring chickens.
Them. Okay. And a harness was not needed for this, right? This was optional. Okay.
But you know. You don't know. I'm
glad you got your harness.
I thought it was going to be chaos out there in the outfield, and I was going to keep my chicken harnessed to protect her.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Smart. I was just going to say, Micah has also been on the show before.
Oh, yeah. Micah did the smoking or heavy smoking episode. Okay, so we are all now at the ball field. No tickets. And the Woofingtons had tried to get tickets, too.
Well, it's clear. It's been full.
Right. It's full. So we go down and we talk. What's that?
High demand.
And we talk to the. So they have a table set up and they have a computer set on it.
Yeah.
So there's a table. There's a QR code. There's several Dash staffers.
Yes.
And you have already said, they said, do you want to see your ticket? And you said, well, I can't. I don't have it with me.
I don't have a ticket. I don't have a ticket.
How long did you have to wait in line?
There's no line.
There was no line. There was a table, and there was... So a Dash person had come out to the parking lot and said, y'all can come in. Leave your chickens in the car for now. Come and get checked in. Just bring your phone with your ticket on it, which I didn't have a ticket, right. But I didn't...
You weren't too worried.
I wasn't too worried. I was a little worried.
Oh, you're a little worried?
Yeah. I think at heart I'm a rule follower.
Okay.
So it's I like to stretch myself and break the rules sometimes, but it's an effort.
I am honored to be part of that stretching for you in this case.
We're all very proud.
I was fully intending to lie my way into this.
So then they said, okay, no problem. We can register you here. I thought, oh, okay.
Registration on site?
Yes.
Oh, no problem.
Scan the QR code.
Yeah.
Go. Well, I got the very same thing there that I got online.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that they were never sold out. I believe they just had some technical glitches, and whoever I spoke to either was misinformed or took a guess, and we just weren't. Yeah.
How many hundreds of people do you think got turned away because they thought it was all sold out?
We'll never know.
Hundreds of chickens.
Yeah. We'll never know.
Yeah.
Many chickens missed
out.
So
there was only, I don't know, how many chickens were there? Did y'all get a chicken?
I would say 20 chickens.
There were 20 chickens.
That might be high.
I was going to say maybe a dozen. I met one coming out before I'd even made it in, but there was only a handful ahead of us.
Yeah, there were not many chickens.
Yeah, not many chickens.
No. But it sounds like this really was a technical glitch. People got turned away and gave up. They were not as persistent as you. And they probably didn't have someone like me telling you to go at all costs.
And you know, I'm sure Cecil's thinking, okay, they can only get so many people in on this practical joke on me.
Right.
I mean, from my seat, 5 hours away in a different time zone.
You seem a little happy, too happy about this, Peter. I'm still very suspicious. No. Here's the other thing. One of the staffers goes, oh, everything will be revealed in 2 weeks. And I'm like, 2 weeks is April Fool's Day.
I wonder if we're all been part of this joke.
Yeah.
Maybe we're part.
Well, somebody's really good. So what... That's one of the things I was impressed with Cecil, because he recognized he's part of the media.
Yeah,
and he just asked one of these staffers, said, so tell me, why are you doing this? And what was the answer she gave?
At first she was very, you know, she was like, well, we just wanted a night out for the chickens. She thought it would be great to have, and so I kind of was persistent over the course of the ball. And they said, there is something big going to happen in 2 weeks.
Which is April 1st.
And they could not tell us what it is, but this was a lead up to it. Like, they needed this chicken footage, I guess, because they're filming these chickens.
Oh, yeah. So just tell about how this was happening.
We were able to get on your phone, I think. Wasn't it your phone, Brent?
Yeah, eventually they manually...
Yeah, they manually
their
registered
computer
me.
Registered Scott.
And my
Scott,
nine friends.
And
eight
Scott
friends.
Just included us.
One
chicken and eight friends. So we get registered. So we're at the main gate at Truist. And so we go in, and they kind of take us back to what really was essentially left field.
Left center field.
Left center field, yeah. And so you go down this stairwell, and they open that big door in the back of the wall, and all of a sudden you're out on
the center field.
Yeah. Out in center field.
I would like to interject something. I think there was an opportunity missed right there. Mm. Had we come prepared, either with a banner or some spray paint, we could have TDSR could have been a permanent part of the outfield wall.
Well, and you did notice that people people brought banners.
Yeah,
like, there was something going on because, like, some of the chicken owners had, like, Stokes County Fair.
Yeah. I saw this picture, and I'm thinking, I saw one. Yeah, I saw this one. This dude with, was holding up. This other woman had one, but it looks like it was blowing around. You couldn't even read the thing.
Yeah. There was some agricultural society or group, I don't know, that was there.
I mean, it looks like they just painted it the day before.
Yeah, it made me wonder if there's a traveling chicken show circuit and that these people were aware of it and it didn't seem unusual to them. It only seemed unusual to us because we are not in the circuit.
Or maybe Cecil has enemies in the county fair who are in on this prank.
Right. I mean, I don't know how far reaching this prank is. I'm just want to say that it's not April Fool's Day and I'm on to it this time. I'm suspicious. Even if y'all get me, at least
there's a chance. Okay. Now that I think about it,
right.
I'm getting a little chill up my spine.
Oh, I know.
There's a chance your brother has done this to us.
Oh, I know.
And not just to you,
and he
but
is,
to me.
He is and laughing.
And to you, Scott.
He is we at might home be laughing.
My head.
He is laughing right now.
Oh, he's enjoying it either way.
Because he's enjoying it either way. If he knows that he's got us this spine. But it did. So we are down there. We're in center field, and because of the people who complained, they had a cage set up.
A pin.
Chicken wire.
Yeah, but also the floor. They had a dance floor. It wasn't. Yeah. Yeah, they weren't.
What was the floor made out of? It was like a white tarp.
Plastic.
That would be a good idea.
Interlocking. It would be like
signs for a campaign.
Oh, okay. Right.
No, there was some sort of.
So if you flipped them over, you would see that.
It was a little heavier than that. Okay. I think it was made for like one of those movable dance floors. Okay. I think they probably use it on the field a lot whenever they're having events.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't very big. I got a picture of it. It was probably 12 by 12
or something.
It doesn't look very big at all.
And so there was a group of people that they allowed to go down first. And I don't know if these were the ticketed chickens.
I suspect they were.
Yeah, and so they got to get them first, unfurl their banners. And what they would do is chickens of a particular flock, could go onto the dance floor all at one time. And they had two chicken DJs.
Yes.
Dressed as chickens.
I saw these giant chicken costumes.
And so as your chickens were on the dance floor, they would play music for your chicken. And then they would film these chickens. They had professional photographers.
They had still photography, and then they had what I assume was a video camera on one of these poles that stays level as you raise and lower it.
Right.
And going and getting all sides of the chickens. So it was some high-tech stuff.
Yeah. Well produced at Siam's.
Yeah.
I wish the chicken DJs had been actual chickens.
They were in chicken suits.
Yeah. Full-blown chicken suits.
I understand they were
chickens. I mean real chickens.
I'm saying I wish that they let the hens pick the music.
I wonder if they, put the chickens on.
Rachel, that is just silly.
Everything else about this, totally normal. But that's too far.
That'd be a bridge too far.
Like, put the chicken on the record. So you get some chicken scratch.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I don't recall hearing the chicken dance song.
Oh, that's a good point.
I didn't either.
Are you kidding?
That's a missed opportunity there.
That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
It's sounding like a event of missed opportunities. Keep going.
So now the ticketed chickens are coming off.
Chickens, how many ticketed chickens were there? It should be easy to count.
Maybe six.
But there were like three groups ahead of us by the time we got down there.
Okay.
And there was a couple, I don't know, they were singles and doubles.
So they're coming back off the field, but then they run into Scott with the arms. And so now a lot of them are stopping to take pictures and talk and ask questions.
So these are the ticketed chicken owners?
Right.
Envious chicken owners.
I forget, does your chicken have a name?
is a whole other part of the night.
We've only referred to it as your hen or your chicken.
So funny you should ask. The hen did not have a name.
Okay.
It came into it unnamed, and I kept getting that question. So I turned it on
Anna and Sarah.
Anna and Sarah, this is youngsters who, I said, well, help me come up with a name. Well, my chicken is blind in one eye. Oh. It was under attack by a hawk, and it survived, but it was not without injury. So ultimately, we tried on a lot of names. We were trying pirate themed names, you know, with the eye patch, and we decided to go.
Whoa. Does your chicken wear an eye patch?
No, that's another missed opportunity. Okay. I think the next time we go to a ball.
I was about to go, wait a minute.
So with the pirate theme, we decided my hen's name is Arg.
Okay, all right.
So he's telling people this as we're down on the field.
So you've made it. So you've gotten through the throngs. You've signed your autographs. Got your pictures with the half a dozen or so people, and you've gotten down to the field.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were wanting us. They were wanting to keep the chickens of different flocks separate as much as possible. So there was like a chicken line. So you kind of had to go down in stages.
So and what they did? Tell them what they did between chickens.
Oh yeah. So they. Between each chicken on the dance floor, they sprayed some kind of cleaning solution, and then hosed it off in between each
so dance. This probably addresses the concerns from Facebook.
Right? That's, yeah. But
and you know people were very passionate about this, and they're putting up websites about how to take care of chickens, but everything I read really talked about you want to keep your chickens from wild animals, wild birds.
Right.
It didn't seem like cross-flock contamination wasn't that a big of a topic on those sites. So I think of the Carolina Classic Fair where they have a chicken house and there's hundreds of chickens in cages stacked not only next to each other but on top of each other, and so I mean,
this Peter, it reveals your ignorance.
Were you concerned about
this?
I don't understand what the big deal is.
Well, what you don't know about the fair is if you want to show your chicken, which I have done in the past.
Okay, you got a prize.
You have a prize winning chicken.
I had one. It was became lunch for some wild animal, but first prize too.
If you want your most likely to.
No, it was. I forgot what it's for. If you want to put your chicken in the fair, at least several years ago when I did this, you had to take it in and get a blood test.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And that's a few days early, and you had to pass a blood test. So
chickens are complicated, man.
Wait, is there enough blood to draw from a chicken? How do you draw blood from a chicken?
I don't know. I sent my wife with it.
Yeah. So
okay. So anyway, so they do in the fair. They
there's actually.
Well, were you concerned about it?
No, I don't know.
You're not okay. I mean,
so we're down on the field. Our turn comes up, and again, Scott by this point is a celebrity because he's got the chicken arms,
right?
And the Dash people that we're interacting with at this point seem very excited about the chicken arms.
Who wouldn't be excited about chicken arms?
Yeah. Now the chicken, your chicken, Arg, did not dance.
No
dance on the dance floor. In fact, he looked a little dejected.
She seemed, it's been a long day, and she'd been waiting in line, and she kept looking down at her arms.
If you can imagine a hen with her head down and like almost like her head in her hands.
She was clearly embarrassed by her her father.
Yeah. So at one point, I kind of...
Been there.
If you can imagine Rachel just with her head down in her hands. Yeah, so that's what we have at this point. But they're still very excited about the arms. Even with Arg not dancing, the arms are still a big deal.
And there was a lot of footage shot of Arg and the, you know, by the guy with the fancy camera going all around and getting all angles, and the still photographer guy too. Yeah.
Now, so you were Arg was the only hen in the...
Yes.
Because it's a single chicken flock we had representation.
Okay.
All right.
So now the staff for the Dash were fantastic, especially because I kept hounding this one girl saying, we are with a podcast and none of this sounds right. But she never went like, oh, we should do so-and-so with the podcast. And
oh, really?
She wouldn't. I kept trying to throw the bait out there and she never took the bait. But you, Scott, actually asked for.
I offered the chicken could be a mascot, and for exchange for, you know, eight season tickets.
Box tickets.
Box, yeah. Yeah. And she acknowledged the request.
So what we finally found out is that something is happening in 2 weeks with the Dash.
But not April 1st.
No, not necessarily April 1st. It's not even on a game.
No.
Yeah, it's prior to the start of the season. Something big is being announced. And so this is the part of the show where we are now trying to figure out what is being announced that they needed footage of chickens that would tie into this announcement.
Well, let's back up just a hair. Mm. So R goes down, has her chance of fame and glory on the dance floor. Any other unregistered birds at the event?
We're not sure.
What did y'all do? Did y'all leave?
No, we stuck around. But there,
we were the last.
Oh, yeah.
We were the last. Was the last, last bird.
Yeah. So we got, she got registered.
Okay.
We registered there at the event.
Yep.
So were people bringing multiple chickens, or was it just one at a time?
I saw two chickens on the dance floor.
Yeah, the first.
I saw max of two at a time.
Yeah.
Man, that probably really put a damper on their plans. I bet you they, like me, expected at least several dozen chickens on the dance floor at a time, just really hooping it up.
We really don't know what they wanted.
Yeah, we were there, and we can't figure it out.
They seem to be closed-lipped about their goals for the evening.
They went through a lot of trouble and some potential negative press to do this.
So up on the big board, there was the foul ball is up on the big board, center field.
I think we got some pictures of that.
And so they had the staffers there. They had the floor. They had whatever they were washing it down with. They had a soundboard. They had two chickens. I mean, so there was some effort.
Oh, there's probably six, seven employees at least there.
Did you guys try bribery to get them to tell you what was going on?
I wish I'd have thought about that. I didn't. I'm not above that.
There's not a big budget, though, for this.
Right, for TDSR. No, yeah. You have to buy more t-shirts in order to.
I'll work on that. Sorry.
I mean, Cecil did offer some sort of collaboration with the podcasts and the Dash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
The most excited I got was when Cecil turned to me and said, "Your chicken's going to be on the jumbotron."
I think it is.
I think she will be. I think she will be.
So here's my guess for what they're doing. Evidently, the Dash has a deal worked out with Major League Baseball this year.
Okay.
Because if you notice, they closed in the batting cages. And so in order to be like one of these kind of affiliates, your batting cages have to be closed. There's certain
set up
boxes that have to be checked. One of them is you have to have indoor batting cage. If they're associated with a team that has a chicken as a mascot.
A major league team?
A major league team.
Did you?
No, I'm just throwing this out there. I know nothing about baseball. There used to be like the Cincinnati Chicken, right?
No.
What was it?
The Reds.
Yeah, wasn't that it?
They're the Reds.
What was that chicken that like got all that press?
But they're a White Sox affiliate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know enough about baseball to say who was the Cincinnati Chicken for. I mean, what was the name of the team?
I don't know. I think the
mascot was called the Cincinnati Chicken. The team wasn't.
What was the team?
I thought it was just something you ate when you went to Cincinnati.
Oh,
that's Cincinnati chili, isn't it?
Oh, you're right.
Cincinnati chili.
So that was my first guess. What's that?
It's a red chili. It's a green chili.
The other thing that got thrown out was, are they putting a Chick-fil-A inside the stadium somewhere?
Or Canes.
A what?
Canes.
Which Canes?
It's chicken.
Raising Canes.
Well, chicken place.
The thing that they said about that was, as they were doing that, do you think they would have done something with cows?
Yeah. Okay.
But maybe
chickens. Yeah, it wouldn't have been Chick-fil-A.
It could have been one of those cow pie nights.
It won't be Chick-fil-A. So I read the email that you received.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I received the email.
So Scott receives an email. So I guess you logged in, created an account.
When I got there, they wanted my name, address, phone number, and email address.
Okay.
Mother's maiden name.
Probably.
Social Security.
Yes. Did they take your information, Cecil?
No,
because I just, because of
everyone,
it was a manual process and taking time, I just put everybody was a guest of me.
So this is a practical joke on Cecil.
It didn't quite.
They missed this part.
Yeah.
If it's on us, we're
still. We're sunk. We've taken it hook, line, and sinker at this point.
Dear Scott, thank you for attending last night's foul ball. We hope that you and your hens had as much fun as we did. For every chicken that attended the foul ball, we are donating 5 chickens to Second Harvest Food Bank. Thanks to you, we are donating over 30 chickens.
Now, if let's my do the math on that. This is why we had the calculator out, Brent.
If my math serves me right.
Yes.
Now, there were 6 chickens that went to the foul ball.
Over 30 chickens.
And at least one of the 6 was unregistered.
Right. Initially unregistered.
And as a thank you for attending the event, we have added tickets to your account. What account?
I actually didn't even read that until after you told me about it.
Evidently, they have for our salute to Winston-Salem game on May 10th.
Right.
May 10th, okay. 7 p.m. Yeah. All right.
I'm free.
We'd also love for you to join us for our press conference, which will include mention of the foul ball with
on
a little
April 1st.
With a little smiley face with a wink.
All right.
Uh-huh. On Tuesday, March 22nd, 26th at 2 p.m.
Oh, really?
We got to be there for that.
March
20th,
that's right before your birthday.
March
26th. And where's the, where did it say where the press conference is?
At what time?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. at stadium.
This is where my brother jumps out and goes, gotcha. You know that, brother?
Yeah, exactly.
At the press conference.
We are going. I'm going to get pranked on this one. Can't make it? That's okay. We'll also be announcing via email and social media. So
they're announcing whatever it is.
Whatever is
at that
on
press conference.
Yeah.
I actually can't make it.
All right.
Can someone else go?
Address your calendars right now, please.
I'm going to be in South Carolina that day.
I can make it. I'm there.
All right. So if you need some credentials,
can I bring
just
the chicken?
Just give him the arms.
Yeah. You can take the chicken, the harness, the
can
arms.
Can I bring Arg? I'll just leave her in the cage and just bring her in. Say, hey, this is your star.
Say okay?
This is the star. Everything you're talking about right here, people, this is why we're here.
So all this comes, for better or for worse, all this comes to be revealed in another couple weeks.
Yeah, so I guess we will have so after we were talking about this, I feel like this was going to be a 3, not a 2, but a 3-episode series. First, we talk about leading up to the event. We talk about the event. Mm-hmm. And now, there's 2 things we can cover. First is the press conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the second is the psychological damage that's impacted all about this whole event.
Do you think they're changing the name from the Dash to something with a chicken theme?
Well, you know, I think that's a real possibility.
Maybe Mrs. Dash is taking over, and this is the chicken seasoning that they're going to use.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're just using the Dash as a tie-in.
I love it.
I'm just spitballing at this point. Yeah.
What else could they be doing? I mean, they could be doing like a chicken restaurant. I like that idea of Cane's inside the stadium or in some other. I don't think it's Chick-fil-A because the cow is really the deal for them.
Right.
We could be changing the name. Now, we changed the name. Changed the name when we got the new stadium.
That long ago, and it was done by. They had involved the public in.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
The Dash.
Maybe they just don't love it, or maybe they sell a lot of merch whenever they change the name.
Yeah, it's a kind of a refresh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably. We'll know in 2 weeks.
What else could it be?
I was thinking maybe that, you know how they have like the minor league teams?
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe they're like starting a new
minor
league team, and they're going to be like the dancing chickens, the dancing hens. I don't know.
It could, yeah, that's a good one. I think that's
or you know how they have the disco turkeys?
Exactly.
As a college that play there too. They're not affiliated with the Dash, but they play at this.
Oh, it's kind of a...
It's a college...
Is it college or is it more like a rec league for adults?
No, it's a college age. It's like, but it's a wood bat league.
Okay.
Well, they're fun, too. They usually have maybe 100 people there, but they're kind of fun. But
it's
maybe
a
they're
wood
gonna,
bat league?
I think so.
What does that mean?
Well, it means so a lot of...
I mean, I know what it means, but...
So I believe in college they play with metal bats.
Yeah,
so when you can take a tree, cut it down.
So I believe that there's not that many opportunities if you're not in the true minor leagues to play in a league like the major leagues that uses wood bats.
Okay.
I think that's it. But so maybe there's another team going to be coming in and playing in the field that has a chicken. Has a
name. Any ideas, Prince?
No. Your friend Amy Cecil mentioned that, I guess when they initially built that stadium, they were supposed they were going to be putting in restaurants, like even outside of it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was supposed to be surrounded by restaurants and stuff.
So we were debating whether we're going to do two shows or three shows. So here we are releasing this. When you hear this, the press conference is in 3 days.
Can the public go to the press? Surely, if it's a press conference,
They were inviting. Yeah, they invited us to go.
Yeah, we got.
Do you think you guys get press passes?
I don't know. We'll be out. We'll be have our that don't sound right swag on.
You should get a microphone and ask some questions.
Like one of those red carpet people. Yeah.
I think we should make up our own credentials. Let's make up a badge.
We're a legitimate podcast.
Yeah, we are. We're legitimate.
As legitimate as any podcast.
We can bring a voice recorder. And say, or actually, most journalists I've seen, they use their phone. They got the voice
and
recorder.
Peter, I'm sorry. I meant to get some audio while we were there, and I got so caught up in the whole.
Oh, really?
Chicken
really?
Foul ball, and I have no audio from the day.
That's fine. I mean,
you even instructed me to do that, and
I was hoping at least to get just. Yep. But you know, there's only one chicken at a time. It's not right. Like I'm going to hear a bunch of feathers.
No. So I just want to say that the Dash, the people working for the Dash were fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
And they did not reveal anything to us other than they gave us fodder to talk for two episodes on this podcast.
That's right.
And possibly a third. And also, hats off to my brother, who's got me so on edge this year that I still think this is still a possibility that he has somehow orchestrated this entire thing, including the past.
If I'm him, I'm taking credit for it. Anyway.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's won, no matter what.
He's won. Yeah. He's won this year. Yeah. He got me last year, and he's got me again this year on this. So, it don't sound right, but we have really come to the end of the second episode regarding chickens.
Well, before we close, we want to thank everyone for listening. I hope your minds are about to explode. Your heads are about to explode like mine was. If this is your first time and enjoyed the conversation, would you consider hitting the subscribe button on the platform you listen with? Looking at Rachel.
I am subscribed. Right. I have reviewed. I'm giving 5 stars on the Apple
you
podcast.
You were the one.
App. Yes. Right.
Also, if you're a longtime listener, please give us a rating and leave us a review so others can easily find us and join the conversation.
All right. Wonderfully Made Designs advertises with us. Did brand ambassador shirt here. Is a small business specializing in custom-made t-shirts and decals. Contact Casey at Wonderfully Made Designs on Facebook, 139.14. Use TDSR10 for 10% off your first purchase. That Don't Sound Right is a production of TDSR Podcast in conjunction with Camel City Studios. I'm your co-host and sound engineer, Cecil. Peter's your other host and web designer. Camille is our part-time barista. Thank you, Camille. Emily does our graphic design. Elle does our Instagram. Giorgio tests our merchandise. Britt is our international brand ambassador.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Need to go through the studio again. Olivia, Camille, Asher, and Rachel. Rachel, I got you in there this time.
Thank you.
And as always, listener number one is Scott. So until next week, keep talking.
And stay curious.